Blog Talk Radio.
You make me happy, twerking right there. Little mama, get low. Ten in the face with a dunk on the back. Throw it one time, then watch it bounce back. Holding that caboose that be jumping off the tracks. Workout plan, booty on jumping jacks. Ass going crazy, she don't know how to act. Ooh, heard you got to come back. A lady in the street, but a freak to this track. Judges on the panel, give you all ten. Booty make a head turn, curves on bend. Coke bottle shake, shake it up, make it pop. Your booty be the target, got all eyes on lock. Damn, you know what you're doing. Came my drill, fucked around and left a screwing. Yeah, they looking at the baddest, wishing that they had it. Just work that, just work that. Just work that, just work that.
Straight to it. Before I let go, we gon' finish this fluid. Couple minutes later, fold you like a ribbon. Put it on you so good, like I do it for a living. Big screen, big dreams, all I see is big rings. Yeah, I got a big team, always been a big king. And we could go round for round, pound for pound, and maybe even sound for sound. The more I think about it, your love is a habit. Addicted to your body, and you know I gotta have it. Won't be foolish, what we got is classic. The way that sit up, man, that thing look Jurassic. Got me swiping on my plastic. I'm a fanatic for your sadness. And maybe we can tour across the Atlas. Bagless.
Just work that. Just work that. Just work that. Just work that.
This is your girl Ty Jones, and this is Ty Jones The Voice, and you was listening to Jay Reed with Price Man out of Tampa, Florida, twerk, okay? That's some fun party music and indie artists, because you know we love to support the indie artists. Big shout out to Jay Reed over there in Tampa, Florida, checking in. Thank you for always showing me some love. I have somebody in the building with me all the way from the Bull City, and I love this kid. Johnny Blaze is in the building with Ty Jones. Promoter extraordinaire, down with BD Entertainment, Brian Dawson of K97.5, my brothers from another mother. What's going on, Johnny?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Nothing much. Just out here, you know, just keep doing it, having fun, and, you know, just reaching out to the people, and, you know, just doing your job very well. The main thing is having fun, and you got to love it. That's what it's all about.
You know, you're so, you know what, Johnny, you're so humble. Hold right there. I'm going to bring in, let's bring in Grace to see what's going on.
Okay.
our man of the hour.
What's up?
Bull City, stand up. We got Grace in the building. I want to introduce my guest tonight in the building with us. Durham, North Carolina artist Grace knows what it's like to come from the bottom and make some noise in the streets. And in the music industry, he's doing such as that. With his latest No Face, No Case, he's painting his fans a vivid picture of the street life in his hometown with high-end features like Boozy Badass and Sue's Hearth on the You Owe Me remix. And Double Back, he is gearing up to be recognized of actually nationwide for all of his authenticity. So welcome to the show. Thank you for gracing me with your presence, Grace. On Ty Jones The Voice, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Ty? How you doing?
I'm doing better than blessed, my brother, better than blessed. And so thank you for coming on the show today. You know I was feeling you. I actually have another brother in from the Bull City that works with Brian Dawson over there at Solace. And we've actually both was able to see you perform that night at Solace when you did your thing, because that's actually how I got to meet. That's how I got to meet you. You know what I'm saying? And that was the first time I met you. That was the first time I met you was when you performed at Solus, and I actually was like, okay, who is this nigga? I was like, who is this nigga up here? Like, yo, he's making a little bit of noise and he's a little bit rough too around them edges. And then when you were like, yo, you from Durham, I'm like, yo, Durham. Durham is a place that I just call close to home. Both of my children, Grace, were born in Durham. So Durham is always going to be home for me. Now, performance, when you did that performance at Solus, what was the purpose behind you doing your performance there? Can you give me a little bit of insight on the songs you performed and what's going on with you currently?
I mean, I was lit. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was lit. I don't remember everything, but I do remember that it was the mixtape release party for the No Face, No Case mixtape. And, you know, the lead single off of that mixtape was the You Owe Me remix with me and Boosie Badass. So at the end of the night, I know that I performed the You Owe Me and I performed a song I got called Fucking Be Cool. I believe my set was like two songs. Yeah, but that's how that went, you know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying. And I've actually seen a little bit of video of that Fucking Be Cool. And interesting, even, you know, interesting concept. I'm feeling the song. Actually, I like your flow in that song. I really do. I'm feeling the music. So, Grace, give me some insight on the collaboration with Boosie and how was that even possible? How did you make that happen?
My man Rob Dallas had hit me like, yo, Boosie in the city, Boosie in the city. I was asleep. He woke me up out of my sleep with it, too. And I was like, all right, bet. But he was like, yo, call him. I'm like, man, I ain't had no number to call him. So I'm like, bro, what you talking about? He was like, yo, I'm sending you this number off IG. Call his manager right now, blah, blah, blah. I had hit him. And, you know, he shot me a nice little number, so we made it happen. You feel me? But what sold me on the deal was the fact that when I had hit him, it was on FaceTime or whatever. And when my man Jay Cooper picked up the phone, you know, I was looking dead at, bro. You feel me? So it was like, they're like, yo, where you at? We pulling up. Like, on some real nigga shit. So, you know, you had to put your money where your mouth is in a situation like that. We pulled up the studio. Okay. We knocked it out. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much how that went.
That's what's up. So it seemed like that was spontaneous, and y'all two just made a really good connection. And you didn't even know him. I mean, you know of him, but you didn't know him. Like, that wasn't your boy.
I got to keep it all the way real. I didn't know he was going to be in town. I was in the bed. I was knocked out of sleep. I had a long night the night before. It was New Year's Eve when he showed up to the show at Club Phantom with Pulse. You know what I mean? So, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. It wasn't a part of the plan. I ain't see this shit coming down, so, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, sometimes beautiful things come to those that are actually deserving of that. I believe that, you know, even with the name Grace. Like, we are actually, and I'm not gonna get deep with brothers tonight, but I don't know if people, but the dispensation that we are living in currently in this world, we are living under the dispensation of grace. So the fact that when I saw that, you know, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we're talking about the whole concept of grace.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm interviewing you. I want to know the man, the music, the dirty bull city nigga. I want to know what's grace all about.
I mean, first and foremost, I'm just trying to win. I keep it simple. Make a left, bro. I feel like it's two type of people out here, the motherfuckers that make it, the motherfuckers that don't. You know what I'm saying? Just count me in. You feel me? You know, so it comes with its own set of trials and tribulations and shit. You know what I mean? Especially when if you got a background where, you know, you in the streets and you black and you don't have the advantage, but your mind is made up to make a way out of no way. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a whole list of obstacles that come with that. But you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just really, really believe in just just pushing through any and everything, man, to get where you want to be. Feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Johnny Blaze, promoter for BD Entertainment, working with Brian Dawson. He's in the building with us tonight. Johnny, you got anything you want to ask Grace about or any comments about his music?
First and foremost, I say what he just said was, you know, pretty much like that speaks for a lot of people. That was real. That's real. It's really real what he just said, you know, as far as coming from being, you know, a black man, young black man, that, you know, not everybody comes from a good background, and you know, they might start from somewhere, you know, it's kind of rough, but as long as you have, you know, the power to keep pushing and do what you want to do. But I remember that night where he performed. The night was lit. That was lit. It was a lit night, and it was hitting. Yeah, it was lit. I remember it was fun. So his music was hitting.
Yeah.
I know the fans that he brought out, they was loving it. I can't lie about that. So I remember those vibing to his music, bopping his head to his music, stuff like that. A lot of his fans that was there, or the fans who was there. So, you know, he had some supporters there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He really
no,
did. I had to go out on the balcony with some of your fans, because they was a little bit rough around the edges. You feel me? One chick even got aggressive with me. I was like, wait a minute now. I work here, okay? Like, I work over here. Brian's my partner. Don't mess with me. But I was still,
yeah, neighborhood.
You know what? Let me give some of the listeners who may not even know who Grace is. You're gonna hear her tonight. Grace, I'm gonna let the listeners hear. This is Grace with Angels and Demons, and you're hearing it right here on Ty Jones' The Voice. Let's go.
Yes, Angel. Stand to my seat, listen on my lap. Yeah. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Day to day, play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Yeah. If they say they won't smoke,
yeah,
bitch, I'm pulling up.
I'm sliding through my city, riding with the semi. Feeling like the next nigga bout to blow from NC. Killed the show and Selma asked about it, we was litting. I'm shining on they bitch ass, my daughter start to envy. And we ain't out the mud yet, so we still active. So everywhere I park in the bull, I got the back end. Just went and got a hotel room to wrap the pack in. I'm not a rapper yet, so the J's give me the back end. And I invested back in. State to state mingling, I'm tapped in. These numbers cool, but I'm still taxed in. Cause when I took a loss, y'all ain't had my back then. So when your bitch pushed up, I'ma break that ass in. All these niggas hollin' gang though, gang though. Homies killin' homies, that shit lame though, ain't it though? Why you had to shoot him? Why you ain't just catch the fade though? Cause you just gave an upper pass. What you think, I ain't know? Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my lap, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Day to day, play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spit that on a stack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up.
Yeah,
if they say that word, bitch, I'm pulling up.
Look,
I went from that Buick to that CLS. Photo sedan, banging DMX. Dirty as a bitch, saying Reefer X. Might see me counting up, but never see me stressed. Even when these streets hot, never see me sweat. I'm too cool, see my jewels, bitch, I keep a check. Type of nigga make me mad, they callin' EMS. Paramedics holler clear when they beat your chest. Breaking news, man down on the damn ground. What the fuck was he thinking? I told him stand down. All he had to do was stay loyal, keep his word. Didn't know if he crossed the line and see a swerve. Yeah. And the money is the motor. Gotta focus on your own. Fuck with other niggas older. Fix your energy, cause niggas reaping what they sowing. No matter how many losses you take, just keep going. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my lap, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Day to day, play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up.
sliding through my city, pistol on my lap.
Yo, that is the sounds of Grace with Angels and Demons. That's fire. You're hearing it right here on Ty Jones The Voice. And you can call in 646-668-2718 studio line. And you can log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Love Jones Ty. Yo, Johnny Blaze, what are you thinking of Angels and Demons? I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. What do you think of that?
I'm thinking the lyrics is crazy. Like, it's real. That second verse towards the end, you know, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth now. You know, he's talking about, you know, reap what you sow, stuff like that. And, you know, it's just truthful. It's real. It's real. I like it, though. It's hidden.
I think it was amazing. Like, the song itself, the beat was hot, but we dropped the call. So let me get Grace back on the line because our phone call dropped. Let's see. Hold on 1 second, Johnny.
Okay.
Yo, Grace?
Yep. Yeah, my bad. My phone blowing up. I'm sorry.
Angels and Demons. That song is
right.
Fire. Oh, my God. Johnny, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him what you were saying about the song. Like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So I was saying, first, the song is fire. It's hitting in that second verse before the chorus. What he's talking about, you know, reap what you sow, things like that. It's realistic and it's real, and you know it's powerful. The lyrics are strong. The lyrics got it all.
Appreciate that.
As long as it hit.
Can you
Grace,
feel
I'm
it though? Can you feel it?
I can feel that in my uterus. I can feel that in my. You know how big. Not the uterus. I'ma throw out that Biggie when Biggie said lyrical douches in your bushes. Yo, that's how I felt that one, okay? That was a lyrical douche. I'm feeling that.
All in the placenta.
I'm feeling
in
that.
The placenta. in the placentas and shit. Yeah.
Yo, that was hot. So who's the producer? You know, did you write it? Like, what's up with Angels and Demons? I'm feeling that one. That was fire.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you something about me, right? Me being an artist, right? If I don't write my own music, it's because it was off the dome. You see what I'm saying? So everything you hear me say on the mic, that shit came out of my heart. It was on my mind. You feel me? So it's like ain't no such thing as no ghostwriter or no writer's block for me. Like it come out the same way it was in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm, mhm. And what was the motivation behind Angels and Demons? Like the title itself, I was intrigued with the title. You know, before I even heard the song, and you actually blessed me with one of your CDs, so I did get a chance to listen to your music, and I love a few of the tracks. That one took me by storm. I like The Realest Part 2. I actually like You Owe Me with Bootsy Badass. So this one right here, it actually gives me a deeper grace. You feel me? Like a thoughtful grace. Someone that actually it looks like you just took time to sit down and write this one because of the things that are going on in the world. Like, you know, black on black crime and brothers like Tekashi 6ix9ine that's out here, you know, fronting like you bout that and you're not even gang affiliated. You know what I'm saying? So songs like that are so relevant to what's going on today. So I really do appreciate you for songs such as that.
Mm-hmm. 100. Yeah.
So I'm not going to keep you because I know you are one of these men that, you know, you're always on the go. But, Grace, you got to tell people, where can they find you? What do you got going on? You got any shows coming up? And how can they get at you if they want to get at you?
I, at RedDread919 on IG. Facebook, just punch in Red Dreads with an S on the end. So, you know, it's Red Dreads. I don't fuck with Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Facebook,
okay.
Instagram. I don't fuck with Twitter. I don't fuck with Tumblr. Okay. I got a YouTube channel though. Red Dread on YouTube. Type in Red Dread. You'll see me big ass S hat on. And that's pretty much. That's pretty much it. You want to get at me? I ain't got no shows coming up. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling right now. I'm just in the middle of me and director Ellie Rock. Shout out to Ellie Rock. Check out any of my videos. You know what I'm saying? I got a dope ass video man named Ellie Rock. He's the director. Right now we're grinding and we building up a whole bulk of content as far as like visuals to hit people with. Actually, the Angels and Demons record. We finna shoot the video for that next weekend. So that's really my main thing is just having a whole lot of online content. As soon as I start doing shows again, maybe closer towards like these college homecomings and the holidays and shit. You know what I mean? So
Speaking of college homecomings, you would have fit right in because my college homecoming is October 18th at Virginia State University, and it's in Petersburg, Virginia. And Petersburg is definitely one of them towns similar to Durham. So you would fit right in with my people because you know I'm from the Bronx, and a lot of my people's back at Virginia State rep New York City. And New York City loves them some Dirty South music. So you definitely get a lot of love from my brothers from up top. That I've noticed since I've been blasting my Instagram. I got brothers from Brooklyn. You know, big shout out to Gap Murder that was on the show last night. He's going to be doing the Brooklyn Way concert series with Papoose, Remy Ma's husband. They're going to be performing on the 31st of this month. And he was feeling your music. He was like, yo, that cat is fire. So you're getting love from Brooklyn, too. You said that you're going to be shooting the video on location. Is it going to be on location, like, anywhere in the Bull City?
Yeah. We're probably going to shoot that shit somewhere near Guest Road where I grew up at, somewhere in that area.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you one question, and some of the ladies, and, you know, this is me asking the brothers that are in the phone lines with me tonight because the ladies want to know because I'm getting text messages on my IG. Is Grace single?
Single is a motherfucker.
You heard it here, ladies. You heard it here. Grace is single, so if you start getting some DMs after this show, don't blame me, okay? Johnny Blaze, a promoter for BD Entertainment. Johnny, you single?
Yes, I am single, and I accept friends.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, thank you, brothers, for showing me so much love. And, Grace, I got one more for you. You dropped another jewel, so let me play this while you're in the studio with us. This is Grace with Lil Ox right here on Ty Jones The Voice.
Amazing Grace, what they know about them bricks? Run a big crib, gun on your kid, bitch on the floor. Let my baby live, turn the fuck around. I don't wanna talk, don't you wanna walk? Show me where it is. What is in the crib? Don't you see the stick on this baby pimp? Don't you wanna live? I ain't come to kill, I just come for brick, gun, drugs, and he got them pills. Nigga charging 40 like they shit cheap. Your baby daddy gon' be mad, cause it's your free. Trash bag on your head, have a sweet dream. I welcome y'all to Brick Lick Queen 19.
Vato, I need another square, please tell me you got more. Vato, hola Vato, I need another square, please tell me you got more. Cross the border with that stamp on it. In this weed so loud it got an amp on it. Yeah, Vato, hola Vato, bring me another square, please tell me you got more. I need an Aston Martin and a Maserati. Fuck I'm supposed to do, let me talk to Poppin'. Send it to me fast. 100 on that dash. 200 on that dash. They see me breezing past. Fuck them haters, got them Glocks with them 30s on it. I ain't never clean, bitch, I'm riding dirty, homie. Right here in Bull City, on my side of town. Take over that track, then we gon' lock it down.
Nah, fuck that. I wonder how this Glock could sound. Pull up on this nigga. If he got it, I'ma pop around. See a homie, will him follow up. Gonna knock him down.
And once I knock him down, better send me all that product now. Vato, Vato, I need another square, please tell me you got more. Vato, hola Vato, I need another square, please tell me you got more. Cross the border with that stamp on it. In this weed so loud it got an amp on it. Yeah, Vato, Vato. Hola, Vato. Bring me another square. Please tell me you got more.
Ty Jones, the voice, with my guest tonight, Grace, all the way from the Bull City, repping Bull City to the fullest. Yo, Grace, you got to give me a little bit of insight on this one. What was the motivation behind that?
I'm going to hit him real quick.
Is it titled Little Ox?
That's my man, Ox Omega.
Okay.
Hello?
I hear you. And I see you even were speaking a little Spanish in that one. What was that one about? Did you, what was the motivation behind this song?
What was the motivation? See, I got to think about how to answer that. You know, I just want to say, I bet the street, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I just flipped the little Vato situation, man, you know, just being creative, that's all.
Now, do you know Vato is derived from your Mexican brothers, correct?
I know that. Yeah. I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Okay, because I'm Boricua, so I just was like, all right, okay, papi, yo estoy mirando a ti, okay? Yo estoy mirando a ti. Yo, Johnny Blaze, what did you think of that one? That was fire. What do you think?
I know that song was fire, and it made me want to play 2K. You know, I was hyped. I was like, should I go to the gym real quick? But, yeah, it was hype.
Yeah, Johnny.
It was lit.
That's going to be one of my songs that I play when I'm in the gym and I'm on the treadmill. I got to play that one, Grace. That's going to be one of my motivation songs.
Oh, yeah, the mixtape Bricks and Licks is on the way. You know what I'm saying? And tell them to go get that Life of a Shooter by DFM Shooter.
Okay. And they heard it here first.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank you, Grace, for being a guest on my show today. Thank you for gracing me with your presence. Big shout-out to the homie. You always show me love. I'm definitely going to tag you on Facebook. Give me your Facebook name again, Grace.
Red Dreads, R-E-D, then Dreads, D-R-E-A-D-S.
Okay, I'm going to tag you because this show will post directly to Facebook after it airs, and you will be able to have a copy of it or tag others or share it with others this interview tonight. I want to thank you for being a guest on my show tonight, Grace. Thank you for gracing me with your presence. And I just wanted to give you that. Muchas gracias, papi. Muchas gracias.
De nada. Mucho gusto.
Con mucho gusto también. Johnny Blaze, always checking in with his sister. Johnny, where can they find you, and what's up with Solas and Noor? What's going on with that?
Okay, so Solas, it goes down every Friday. I'm out there with Brian Dawson, BD Entertainment, Kid Nat 7.5, DJ High Rise, sometimes DJ Grant, and what's his other DJ name? DJ Wade Banner comes through. It's lit. I have fun. I'm a promoter / ambassador. Reach out to the people. Get them on the guest list. Save them some money. That's what it's all about, saving people
all
money.
Right.
And, you know, it's have fun. That's what it's really about. And, yeah.
Johnny, where can they find you on Instagram if they wanna DM Johnny? And I'm bigging up Johnny because I actually discovered and recruited Johnny myself. So I pulled him out of the crowd because of his unique look, and I actually recruited Johnny to become a brand ambassador for BD Entertainment. So.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, briefly, where can they find you on Instagram if they want to send you that DM to be on a guest list?
Okay, so J_Blaze0825 on IG right now.
That's what's up. Johnny Blaze, promoter for BD Entertainment, and my guest tonight, Grace, hip-hop artist out of the Bull City. I want to thank you, brothers, for chatting with me. Thank you, Grace, for showing me some love, and I will continue to blow you up. Big up to the Bull City. This is Ty Jones, along with Grace.
That's right.
You know, I have a crush on Grace, but I'm gonna keep that to myself. thank you for showing me love, Grace. Thank you for showing me so much love, and thank you for being on the show tonight. All right.
Yeah. You know, appreciate y'all, man. I'm fucking with y'all for real.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you guys for being on the show tonight. This is Ty Jones, the voice. Taking us out of here tonight is a little bit of Grace with Angels and Demons. You heard it right here on Ty Jones, the voice.
Bring that back, yo! Sliding through my city, pushing on my lap. Everything you make, gotta put it up.
Yeah. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Did it ain't play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up.
Yeah, if they say they won't smoke,
yeah,
bitch, I'm pulling up.
I'm sliding through my city, riding with the semi. Feeling like the next nigga about to blow from NC. Killed the show and Selma asked about it, we was lit it. I'm shining on they bitch ass, my daughter start to envy. And we ain't out the mud yet, so we still active. The area where I park in the bull, I got the back end. Just went and got a hotel room to wrap the pack in. I'm not a rapper yet, so the J's give me the back end. And I invested back in. State to state mingling, I'm tapped in. These numbers cool, but I'm still taxed in. Cause when I took a loss, y'all ain't had my back then. So when your bitch pushed up, I'ma break that ass in. All these niggas hollin' gang though, gang though. Homies killin' homies, that shit lame though, ain't it though? Why you had to shoot him? Why you ain't just catch the fade though? Cause you just gave an upper pass. What you think, I ain't know? Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my lap, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Day to day, play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my lap.
Thank you for tuning in to Ty Jones, The Voice. And this is your host, Ty Jones. A moment of reflection about the show tonight. Grace, hip-hop artist out of Durham, North Carolina. Thank you for showing me so much love tonight, Grace. He is an artist. And that you can actually follow on Instagram. His album, you can actually go to store, store.cdbaby.com, and you can pick up or download, actually, you can download No Face, No Case by Grace. And you can also download the entire CD for $9.99, like, or you can download a track for 99 cents a track. So big shout out to Grace, calling in from the Bull City. Johnny Blaze, a promoter extraordinaire with BD Entertainment. Such a cool guy. I love Johnny. I just want to thank all of those who have been supporting me and being guests on my show. I'm going to be taking a break after this show. I have surgery on Monday. And I will be in recovery mode, but I will be picking back up in the fall. So continue to tune in and listen to some of the old episodes that have been building up prior to surgery date. Thank you so much for being faithful listeners, faithful followers on Instagram. And thank you for showing me so much love on my social media platforms. I really do appreciate all that support me. This is Ty Jones, The Voice, taking me out of here. Who do I want to hear? Let's show a little bit of love to my cousin Jay Reed out of Tampa, Florida. A little bit of twerk.
You know what you're doing. Came my drill, fucked around and left a screwing. Yeah, they looking at the baddest, wishing that they had it.